Okay then, Steve. An away win, two wins on the bounce, two goals. It feels like a reward for all the effort that the boys have put in recent months.
Yeah, I think so. I obviously spoke to a couple of people before I spoke to you, and I think that has been coming for a little while. And tonight we were able to finish our chances off, and I'm delighted with that, really. So, we're really pleased about it.
You've had to work hard for the clean sheet. David Stockdale's made some saves, but there was always a threat going forward tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think we deserve to win the game. I thought that, Reading are a good team, been together now, playing the football for a good couple of years. But we're getting better. We're getting better. We're learning. We're better in possession. We're fitter. We're more organised. We're more settled now. You know, if you think about the players that have been injured, Stockdale's, been out for like 8 weeks. Maxim Cullen, 7 weeks. Mark Roberts, 3 or 4 weeks. Craig Gardner, 5 weeks. Che Adams, over numerous periods now, probably been out 6 or 7 weeks. It's been an incredible amount of injuries that we've had, and trying to reshape the team. It's almost like we've had to reshape the team every week. And that's not good for anyone. It's no good for any continuity, because everything's changing. I'm delighted for the players. I'm delighted for our supporters. Travelled all the way down here. We're just looking out on it to it now. A real, real rough night. Windy, rainy. And I'm sure we sent them home with a warm feeling in their stomachs tonight.
You've stressed the need for end product all season. When you see Jeremy Boga and Sam Gallagher combining as they did for the second goal, that's what you've been asking from them, all this period.
Yeah, well, every manager around the country will be asking for that. My only worry at the end was Sam was almost starting to take his run to run inside the defender. And I wanted him to stay away, and in the end he did stay away, and that opened up the space. I was frightened he was actually going to try and run in between them, because it would have took him even closer to Liam Moore, which is where we didn't want him to run. But it was a great finish in the end. And we spoke about his chance at half-time, because he'd had one really similar in the first half. But it was a great finish by him.
A bit worried about Jacques Magoma, who's seized his chance, brought back into the starting lineup in these two games, and he's shown a hunger and desire, hasn't he, to keep that place.
Well, Jack, to be fair to Jack, when he was out of the team, he was a little bit off form. And the reason Jacques Magoma is playing well now is he's trained really, really hard for the last 3 or 4 weeks to play his way into the team. So there's a lesson in there for anybody who's out of the team, what Jacques Magoma's done. And I'm delighted for him, because he's a wonderful boy, very, very laid back, but he's a wonderful boy. He's got great balance, great poise, great legs. I think that tonight we were thinking we might have had to take him off a little bit earlier than we did. But he just sort of got a little tweak, and then he sort of said he's got a tweak when he's running backwards, and all of a sudden the ball springs to him and he sprints another 60 yards, and you think, have you only got that tweak when you're running back towards our goal then? Because you didn't seem to have it when you were running towards theirs. All joking aside, I thought he was excellent again tonight, and we spoke about that wide man getting into that far post area, and he's done that over the last couple of games and got his rewards for it.